Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ooh, it's tough. Do you think I sound like Bon Jovi, B?
Nah.
A little bit?
You sound like John Wovey.
Do you think, what am I closer to, Bon Jovi's voice or Bon Jovi's looks?
His looks.
Just because we're both white dudes?
Nah, you kind of look a little ragged. He looks ragged sometimes.
Great.
He hung out with Sean Landetta. Come on, dog.
Dude, you know that Ainsley never stops saying, I'm Sean Landetta, babe. That's like her favorite thing to say. Okay. I want to talk a few different things. Cowboys.
Yes.
Them damn Dallas Cowboys. They brought Zeke Elliott back. We all kind of laughed. Rico Dowdle is their only incumbent option. Mm-hmm. And they just signed Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
I was listening to Grant Danny yesterday, and Danny had an awesome line on the addition of Dalvin Cook. He's like, well, it makes that room younger. what do you think Cook brings them?
He brings a lot of possibilities, a lot of potential. But what did I say about potential? It gets you fired. The thing about him, if they handle him properly and keep him healthy, that dude can play football, man. But he gets banged up a lot. And I would think that you have Zeke. Oh, I don't know what's the reason for that. You know, like he's not that guy he was when he came out. So they're going to have to try to manage them properly if they can keep him healthy. Just like we were talking about the kid that Watson just signed about how his health is a problem. Dalvin Cook's health has been his problem.
Yeah. You know, he's been – it's tough because older is so unfair to some of these players. But what do you make – the Cowboys' offense has been very good. They got the CeeDee Lamb deal done. CeeDee's obviously part of their future. But you lose Pollard, who has been a real back of consequence, I would say. Now you got Zeke, who I think if you need a yard, Zeke can get you a yard. You know what I mean? Yep. I think he helps you in short yardage. But Dalvin Cook's only 29. He just turned 29. Like, he is many years removed from his best football. But, B, in 22, he went for almost 1,200 yards and averaged 4.4 a carry.
Mm-hmm.
And he played all 17 games.
Yeah, I understand that. But – and now, how many teams he's been to since?
Jets and the Ravens. Couldn't even get on the field for
this,
the Ravens.
This is the third time now. So something went wrong.
And he didn't get signed until 3 days ago.
And that's the unfortunate thing about the NFL. Now, it could work in different ways. You can be great, 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 and all of a sudden an injury comes along and you can't get over that injury bug. Or you can finally get to the right situation where they take care of you a little bit and you can be able to show it. So is Dallas going to be expecting him to be an every down guy, or he's going to be like a situational guy? Because I think at this point, with the injuries popping up, he needs to be more of a situational guy.
Oh yeah, looking at the Dallas group, do you think Rico Dowdle is your every down guy?
I don't know. I don't know who Rico Dowdle is. So my ultimate thing is, listen, man, if the guy is on the team after all the cuts, he must be somebody that's legitimate and has the skill. So if Dallas' offensive line could get back to what they were and block how they used to, you could put Cody Best behind him and they should be able to get some yards.
I like this from Rico Dowdle. Last year he was kind of the backup to Tony Pollard. Ended up with a little, like 350 yards, I think, on the season.
Mm-hmm.
Dowdle said of the Cook signing, I think I definitely should get a bigger role this year, and I'm looking forward to it. He was then asked if there's extra motivation. He said, it's not any extra motivation. I have two kids. That's all the motivation I need.
Hell yeah.
It's nice having a guy like Dalvin come in. Zeke and Cook have been to the Pro Bowl. A lot of experience with those guys. Just take it all in and just go out there and continue to do what I do.
Yeah, man. That's it. He already has the two things that has him fighting. Children.
Yeah, man.
And I think children, when you get kids along, if you are anything about being somebody, your kids make you work harder than you ever worked before. Because it is your obligation and your job to go out there and make sure you take care of them. So that kid got the right mindset.
Accurate. All right, I want to go from Dallas to Las Vegas. You ready for this?
Let's go to Vegas. I love Vegas.
This is pretty interesting. So, I mean, you've done it professionally. I don't know that fans all understand that the broadcast crew for a game, I don't know who's doing, do we know who's doing Skins Bucks yet, or they might not have announced
it? Don't know yet.
Right? But whoever that crew is, say it's the Greg Olson crew,
yeah,
for lack of a better word. They usually come in Thursday night. They come to practice on Friday. They get to talk to the coaches, the coordinators, handful of players for mm-hmm. a few minutes. Maybe they get a sit-down interview with the head coach,
yeah,
something like that. But they get a lot of access.
Yeah.
And a lot of that access isn't about stuff they're going to say on air, but it's about understanding concepts and personnel to be expected, all yeah. of those things.
Background information.
Yep.
Yeah.
Both the play-by-play and the analysts get that, as well as the sideline report.
Yeah, totally.
So they get a lot of access, and you get to learn a lot about each club.
Mm-hmm.
And then say you work three games in a season with one team, you really have a pretty good understanding of what that team tries to do, what they try to avoid,
yeah,
players they like, players they're unsure of, all those things, right?
Because they want you to tell a story.
Well, Tom Brady is now the lead analyst for Fox.
Okay.
Tom Brady's on the top team, right? But Tom Brady's kind of maybe already is a part owner of the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
So this presents like a structural problem for the NFL, where they want their broadcasters to get this access so that they can tell the story, to your point. But if you're an owner of a franchise, you're not letting this other dude come in to learn all about your franchise that has a vested ownership stake in a different franchise.
Yeah, I understand that, but I think this is nothing about them finding out your inner workings. This is a media deal. And one thing that the NFL cares more about is the media deal. Why? It pays them more money than anything else that they deal with. So Tom Brady, being an owner, understands what the deal is, and I'm sure those other owners don't care about Tom rolling in to talk to a coach. He talks to the coach. He talks to some players. They're going to answer vague questions vaguely to him like they do all the time. He's not going to learn how the inner workings are of that franchise.
Listen to this. So this is from the Associated Press.
Mm-hmm.
They say, NFL says restrictions on Tom Brady start immediately because his potential transaction to purchase part of the Raiders is pending. He's not permitted to attend broadcast production meetings in person or virtually, and may not have access to team facilities or players and coaching personnel.
Mm-hmm.
Fox staff is not subject to these limitations. He may broadcast Raiders games. He also has to abide by the league constitution and bylaws that prohibit public criticism of officials and other clubs.
Okay. But see, but the thing of it,
if he's calling a game and there's a terrible call and now he's not allowed to comment on the refs?
But everybody has to abide by that. That's why when you listen to stuff and you see an awful call, what does the broadcaster always say? Oh, ref, good call there. They never go after the ref.
Yeah.
You know, so that is a rule. But the ultimate thing of it is this, okay? Tom Brady is working with guys who've been doing this for – this is a life thing for them now. You think Tom's not going to get the same information that they got? So I can't be there in person. But if you go there and Cody and y'all come back and y'all bring me the information, I still have the same information, right?
Yeah.
So I think you do that because it's what you need to do, okay? You don't want to put somebody in that position because, let's be real, if we go in a situation and we can pick up some information, if you got it out in the open, we're not turning our head. So if they have something out in the open, Tom's not going to turn his head. But the fact that he's not there and he comes back with the same information that they gave the other people, he now can still call the game. And I think Tom is smart enough to understand this investment in the Raiders is very lucrative. You're not going to mess that up.
I think if he is forced to choose, it's pretty clear what the choice is.
Hell yeah.
The ownership stake.
Yes.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't want to go to San Fran. I believe you and I are in agreement, and have been for some time. Brandon Ayuk ain't coming here. I think he ends
up staying. His name Ayuk, dog.
Ayuk, pardon me, is staying in San Fran. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not 100%, but I think so.
Now, it's kind of interesting because John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan decided to start to put their foot down with Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, time to get here. And if not, we're going to fine you, right? Because the fines can get pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
Trent Williams, they're singing a bit of a different tune.
Okay.
I am reading now via Pro Football Talk. This is from John Lynch, Niners general manager.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how clearly he doesn't want to answer this question. The Trent situation, things come up, and this has come up. Trent's a fantastic player. He's a tremendous leader on this team. I will never fall short on my praise of Trent and what he's meant to this place.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great day when I got that call from Rivera saying that they would do the trade, and he's been incredible since he's been here. We value Trent. We love Trent. We want Trent here, and I'm hopeful that can happen soon.
Yeah.
He didn't say a thing.
In other words, he's saying we went after him because he was a great player. We love him. But we're not going to put ourselves in a bad situation just to make him happy. You know what I mean? You signed the deal, dude. We didn't sign it. So we would hope you come back into camp and take care of it.
I think they'll just convert some money to a guarantee for Trey.
That's the way it's going to work in the end. But ultimately, they're telling you, like, look, man, we probably won't be giving you more, but we'll give you a little bit of what you're supposed to be getting up front. You see what I'm saying? So if I'm sitting here and let's say I'm waiting on $77 million in the next 3 years, and you come to me and you say, hey, we're going to give you 40 of it right now, you think I'm not taking that?
So what's interesting for San Fran, they just have a lot of moving parts out there, man.
Because if they give him money up front, it'll help them. It'll lower the cap. If you put a little extension on it, lowers the cap for them, and they'll look better than they're doing right now because they seem to be in the bind.
So yesterday was the Niners' first full practice with their 53-man roster. And they made it clear they expected Brandon Ayuk to be there. John Lynch said that the expectation is that Ayuk will practice with the team on Wednesday and we'll deal with that if he does not get on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Lynch said, at some point, you got to play.
Yeah.
And guess what? Ayuk was not there.
See, Trent is at $4-something million in fines right now. If he doesn't play in the games, it's $1.1 million a week. Ayuk doesn't have Trent Williams' money. Okay? Start losing that stuff on a major way, then you change your mindset a little quick. But he didn't show up yesterday.
I don't think anybody's going to miss a game show.
Let's see how long he doesn't show up. And then once he gets on the field, is he going to ball out or he's going to go out there and half-ass? Because if he half-ass, other teams will see it. And then they will see you as more detrimental than helpful. And then you get a reputation, and then you can be out the league. And people, say what you wish. The league is not going to let any player be bigger than them.
No.
I don't care who you are, quarterback or not.
The Browns restructured Deshaun Watson's cap number yet again.
Mm-hmm.
It did create a ton of salary cap space. I don't know why you create the cap space now. But to convert this money now to a guarantee, you just have to pay it eventually. You're just kicking the can.
Yeah, but they're kicking the can, but still, it's helping them be able to do business at the moment.
No, you're not going to sign anybody right now.
You never know that, Jay.
B, Deshaun's cap hit next year, $73 million.
Yeah.
That owner that forced the issue and, in my opinion, got played by a very good agent in David Mulligetta, who said, we're only coming if it's fully guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner was so quarterback desperate that he agreed to it. Listen, for the agent and for the player, you did great. That owner, to me, set this franchise back so significantly. They've been winning in spite of Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if they had that money to spend elsewhere.
But the fact that they can work it out, you never know. They still, like you said, they got to pay it. So you're going to pay it eventually. But when you work it out and you give yourself room to go sign somebody else and things like that, it puts you in a better position. I would say that general manager has done a remarkable job with that hanging over his head.
So how about this? You start to wonder as the overall life of the contract goes down with Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps there was a time where this seemed impossible. But Denver just did it. Denver took a $38 million cap hit to just be out of the Russell Wilson business, mm-hmm. right? $38 million. Cleveland now, by next year, if you want to get out of the Deshaun Watson business, it's then $46 million mm-hmm. for 2 years cap hit.
$46 million per?
Per.
Okay.
92.
Yeah.
You think, I mean, the cap's going to keep going up? Although this DirecTV lawsuit may impact things, but it seems like the NFL will get that taken care of. Do you think Cleveland could get into the getting out of Deshaun Watson business?
I think they could, but their owner seems to be a person to me where he wants to prove to you how smart he is or why he did something. He don't want nobody telling him what to do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.